I'm Alex Wojcicki, joined by Tess Seibel. She has been named the National FFA Eastern Region Vice President. Tess, what is going through your mind right now?
You know, I'm just in shock right now, and people said it may be like that for a little bit, but that's okay.
Let's go back a little bit. Tell me about when you decided that you wanted to become an officer.
So I zipped up the blue jacket for the first time in sixth grade, which was 9 years ago. And I always looked at national officers and thought that they were super cool people, but never thought that I could actually achieve that goal that I had. And so I started really thinking about it when I was a freshman in high school. And so it's been a long road that I've been in FFA, but it's been really exciting to see that growth and that continued passion for FFA.
Give us an idea of what you were like as a member, what you were involved in, and the things that you did.
I loved public speaking and leadership development events. So my favorite contest was Parley Pro, and I was on my state winning team for that. But I also was really involved with the Agri-Science Fair. And so that was what I did with my SAE, primarily on my family's beef cattle and vineyard operation, was science.
So for those who don't understand the process, what is it like?
Yeah, so it's a long journey. It's been 18 months of preparation. So they really test all facets of your skill set, but also your personality to really see if you would be a good fit for this organization.
Clearly, you are incredibly successful, but this journey did not come without hardships. Tell me about some moments that you struggled.
You know, this is actually my second year running for national office, and so I was not someone that was here this time last year. I was sitting on the floor and really didn't know what path my life would be headed, but I really want to thank my family, and I also have some really great coaches from Virginia and throughout the nation that really just poured into me and said, you know what, the person that you are inside of that blue jacket is the same outside, and I wouldn't be here today if I didn't have those people. And so that hardship was learning that sometimes the things that we want to do the most don't come easy.
From those role models that you mentioned, what is some of the best advice that you've received that's really helped you in this journey?
The best advice that I could tell anyone, whether they're in sixth grade in FFA or running for national office next year, is to just be yourself. We hear that so much, but FFA needs people that can just be authentic throughout the year to really serve and impact FFA members. And so be you, figure out what makes you unique, and live that fully and unapologetically.
What is your goal as vice president?
One of my goals is to just be an authentic individual. I know that we look at national officers sometimes and we see them as perfect. We're not perfect, I can tell you right now. We're people, and anyone can do this. And I know that that sounds like a big goal, you know, when you're in seventh grade, but it's true. And it comes with just being yourself. And so my goal this year is to just be authentic and to encourage FFA members to start believing in themselves.
A year from now, which will come before you know it, this will be all wrapped up. What do you hope happens in that year?
You know, I always said that if I could impact just one person, my time would be worth it. And I truly believe that. You know, I know that there's 700,000 people in our organization and that I may not get to meet all of them. But I know that by just being authentic and being present in every moment, that those small interactions, those small moments are going to mean a lot to not only those people that I meet, but also to myself. And so I hope that my impact is that I was just present and I was authentic. And I know that whatever path I'm meant to go on this year will help me get there.
Tess, let's talk about your future a little bit, future goals and what you want to achieve.
So my future goal is to be a nurse practitioner in rural areas. So I come from a pretty rural area in Virginia. And so a lot of people say, you know, this is a kind of unique career path in agriculture, but we need people to do non-traditional agricultural careers to still serve our industry. And so I see myself working in rural areas in Virginia as a nurse practitioner and helping advocate for agriculture in an unusual way, but still advocate nonetheless.
And how has FFA prepared you to do that?
FFA has helped me develop self-confidence, but also really critical thinking skills. I mentioned that I was a part of the Agri-Science Fair. That's really helped me think on my feet and be prepared for whatever life throws at me. You know, we can make plans all we want, but the ability to be flexible really helps us achieve the goals that we have.
Do you have a favorite moment from your time in the blue jacket?
I loved FFA camp growing up. I went every single year. And so one of my favorite moments was playing capture the flag at FFA camp. I loved it. And anyone that has a chance to go to camp, definitely recommend that.
One last thing for you. As members get to know you, what's something that we may not know about you?
That's a good question. Something people may not know about me is that I have worn glasses since I was 4 years old. And so I'm actually blind as a bat without my contacts or glasses. So I relate to you. If you're a glasses wearer out there, definitely close to my heart.
Do you have anything else you want to share?
I really want to thank the people I have, my mom and my dad and my brother Andrew and sister Claire, but also my coaches, Brian Walsh and Dana Fisher and Shannon Norris. You know, they mean the world to me and I would not be here without them.
A big congratulations goes to Tess Seibel. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki.